Michael Tsikhov,
Michael Chekhov,
Michael Chekhov,
Michael Chekhov,
Michael Chekhov,
Michael Chekhov,
Michael Chekhov.
Imagine this. You are in a studio space of your own. Here is a room where you can move freely. And imagine there's a blanket or a mat for you, so that when you lie down on the floor, you can rest comfortably. You're in a place where you can expand in all directions to experience the physical extent of yourself. Here, you can breathe into your whole body and make contact with what Michael Chekhov referred to as the feeling of ease. Imagine, too, there's a chair in the room. It has a firm seat and no arms, and it rests ready for your weight. And imagine time, that there is time to tend to your body, which Michael Chekhov warned has so many enemies which stop our creative process. You're listening to A Glimpse of a Beautiful World, a podcast that offers a glimpse into the work of artists who are part of the international Michael Chekhov community. I'm Jessica Cerullo, Artistic Director of MISHA, and today's podcast features Chekhov and Feldenkrais practitioner Connie Rotunda. Connie invites us to lean lusciously into practice. In times of stress and uncertainty, somatic practices can be especially helpful in supporting our body's natural intelligence and our ability to self-organize, to heal, and to proceed with greater awareness into our creative futures. So today, I invite you to listen in a space like the one you imagined just moments ago. And as soon as you are there, where it is possible for you to lie comfortably on the floor and where there is an armless chair nearby, you can listen as Connie guides you through a session that explores the quotidian gesture of gratitude. And speaking of gratitude, we dedicate this session to all of you, Chekhov-inspired teachers and students, whose bodies and minds have been online practicing and meeting many, many, many hours each day during the time of the global pandemic. Thank you for your efforts, for your creativity, for your spirit of exploration. Thank you. We dedicate this podcast to all of you.
So please begin by standing. And as you stand, can you begin to meet yourself in standing and begin to notice how you meet the floor through your feet? So can you find yourself in your feet in contact with the floor? And notice that as you flow down into the floor, your weight flowing down into the floor, that the floor rises up to support you. And can you begin to sense your pelvis, the back of your pelvis, the sacrum and the tailbone, and your hip bones, and the front of yourself in your pelvis? Where we in Chekhov place our will center in that area. So simply bring that into your attention, your awareness, the quality of your will center right now, and the way that your pelvis is resting on top of your hip bones, your hip joints, and a sense that the weight of yourself is flowing down from the will into the legs, down into the floor. And notice how you're breathing. And then move your attention up to your head, to your skull, the crown of your head going upwards towards the ceiling. This place where we place the intellect, where we find the intellect. And simply notice what you're looking out on your horizon, what you're making contact with. And as you're making contact through your eyes, through your hearing, through the center of your head, through your intellect, can you still feel the contact of yourself in your feet? And that there's a sense that the weight is flowing down from the pelvis, but in a sense there's a way that you're rising up through the head and the crown of your head. And then bring yourself to the center of yourself, your rib cage, your shoulder blades, your sternum, the place where we have the ideal center, where we place the ideal center. And simply begin to sense the quality that you have there today. Are you open? Are you radiating? Are you uncertain? Is it a mystery? In some ways, we're always a mystery to ourselves. And notice how you're breathing. And can you get a sense of those three centers sort of harmonizing in this moment so that they sort of come and go along with the contact you're making with your feet and the contact that you're making with your eyes and that you're hearing my voice? And then please begin a movement. Your arms are hanging. Begin a movement where you bring your hands together in front of your chest, palms touching with the fingers pointed upwards towards the ceiling. And you might recognize this gesture as a gesture of prayer or a gesture of gratitude. And as you come into this gesture, can you begin to simply notice the contact that your two hands make? And can you allow the contact of your two hands to be as soft and gentle as possible? And notice how you're breathing. And notice your focus, what you see, and feel your feet. And then allow that gesture to come down so that the hands come down and kind of come across the pelvis and then come to hang at your side. And once again, I'm going to ask you to make that gesture in standing. And as you do that, can you allow the hands to kind of come past your pelvis and sort of swing up where they meet, where the fingers begin to touch, the palms begin to touch until they come to in front of your chest with the fingertips going towards the ceiling? And take a moment and feel that moment, that contact between the hands, anything that you sense in your feet and in your ideal center. And then begin to release that gesture so that it comes down and across and the arms swing down. And now simply imagine that you're going to make that gesture. So feel, if you begin to feed in the thought of bringing your hands upward into that gesture of prayer or gratitude, allow it to live like a little seed inside yourself and notice where that seed is planted and how it gestates as you begin to think to do the gesture. What's the internal movement? In what direction does it go? And then let it go. And once again, the simple idea, the thought that precedes the gesture, the internal connection to the desire to make that gesture, and simply feed that in and feel what happens. What's the event and where does it happen? And then let it go. And one more time, begin the sense of that gesture, the seed, and then go ahead and simply begin the very beginning of the gesture that follows outwardly. So there's the inner seed, and then somehow it begins to happen outwardly. Just track that down and then release it. So you're just going to do the very beginning of the beginning. And the next time you feed in, you contact the seed, and then you allow it to begin and you take it just a little further to see maybe the fingertips come to touch this time and then you release. Let that resonate. And then one more time, the seed, the internal seed, the outward beginning, and let it come all the way gently up, hands touching in front of the heart, focusing breathing. And let that go. And please come lie on your back. On your back, begin to sense how the floor is recognizing you in this orientation. That is now the back of yourself that is communicating with the floor, that is in contact with the floor. Begin to notice how you're being breathed in this moment. And then begin to allow yourself to surrender more and more to the floor. And notice the weight of yourself in your pelvis, the contact that you're making with the floor at your pelvis. The weight of your skull, of your head. The contact with the floor. Roll your head very gently, a little bit to the right and a little bit to the left, really following the contact that your skull makes with the back of the floor. Come back to the center. Begin to sense your rib cage, shoulder blades behind you, clavicles in front, sternum. And notice how you're breathing. Can you begin to look for the sense of your legs flowing out from the pelvis downward in the direction of your feet? And the arms flowing out from your rib cage? And the movement of your breath? In a moment, I'm going to ask you to stand both of your knees so that your feet are standing, to bend both knees so that your feet are standing. But I'm going to ask you to do it in a very easy process. So begin to turn your right heel a little bit so that the toes of your right foot go a little bit more to the right. And you might feel that as you do that, that your knee begins to naturally bend. And then you're going to drag or pull your foot upward along towards your pelvis with the pinky toe side staying on the floor. And when your knee can no longer travel any further, you're going to bring your knee up to point towards the ceiling and your foot will peel onto the floor. And then the same with the left leg. You're going to turn the heel just a little bit and feel that the toes go towards the left, and then you begin to pull or drag the leg up with the knee moving upwards until you can no longer move the knee. Your knee begins to go in the direction of the ceiling, so the movement is continuous. The bones of your feet peel onto the floor, and now both feet are standing with the knees pointed towards the ceiling. Take a moment and feel the contact of yourself with the floor now from having moved your legs up. Find that little seed of movement of bringing your hands together in front of your chest. And once you have that, begin to move the hands towards the pelvis. They come towards the chest. The palms come together. The fingers are pointed towards your head or your chin. Like this, very, very gently, begin to bring your hands upward just a little bit in the direction of your head, and then back down towards your chest. Take a pause and restart the movement. So now you're taking the hands upwards in the direction of your head, towards the crown of your head, and down towards your chest, fingers are always pointing in the direction of your head. Do this with the most simple ease that you can possibly do it, listening that at any point as your hands are either traveling upward or downward, is there any moment where you start increasing the pressure between your hands? And if you begin to feel that, do less. Don't go as far. Resist the urge to take this as far as you can. Allow the gesture to begin to grow or sprout from that little seed. So nothing grows instantaneously, right? It's a process of growth. So go slow enough so that you can really begin to feel how easy, how simple, how beautiful you can begin to make this gesture. And notice how you're breathing as you do that. And that you're really sort of tracing the center line of yourself, the line of your spine, so that the hands are traveling along the line of your spine and then past your spine along the nose and the forehead and upwards, maybe past the crown of your head, but don't go any further that you can go without changing the quality. So you want to keep it in that quality of ease. Keep it simple. And as you continue doing this very simple, gentle movement, begin to notice how the back of yourself changes in your contact with the floor, how you follow this movement with your breath, the movement of your arms, and feel what begins to happen in your sternum, your rib cage, shoulder joints. And the next time you get with your hands towards your chest, bring your arms down gently. Let your right knee sort of fall gently towards the floor. And then you can gently push the foot downward. And then the left knee floats down, gently falling. And then you can lengthen the leg downward. And take a moment and feel if there's a different way you're contacting the floor now. The sensation of contact and the way that you're breathing. And then following the same way that we described of bringing the knees up, please gently bend your knees. You can do one at a time or both together so that your feet are standing. Tilt your knees to one side, roll to your side, and slowly bring yourself up to standing. And please move to sit on your chair. On your chair, scoot yourself forward enough so that you're on your sitting bones and not leaning on the back of the chair, but that you have a nice balance and a nice sort of seat there. Now your sitting bones are the point of contact. Your feet are also contacting the floor, but there's not a lot of weight in them right now. The weight is mostly coming down through the spine into the pelvis. Like this, please very gently feel that little seed. Bring your hands together, palms touching, fingertips in the direction of your head. And now like this, very gently begin to move your hands upward in the direction of the ceiling and back down towards the chest. Do this in the very simplest, easiest way possible. Again, be a mystery to yourself. See if you can resist the urge to go as far as you think you need to go. And instead, of quantity, pay attention to the quality. How far can you go without increasing the pressure in your hands? What parts of yourself could you bring along to help with this movement? See what happens if you begin to, if you've not done so already, begin to follow the movement of the hands with your head and your eyes. So your eyes can open if you'd like and gently focus on your thumbs, or you can keep your eyes closed if that is easier for you. And simply begin to follow the movement of the hands with your head and your eyes. And listen so that as you move your hands upwards and you're following the movement with your head and your eyes, that you don't allow the head to drop back, which is what I just did. You can hear the difference in my voice as I do that, right? So if I allow my head to drop back, I'm really disengaging my head from my spine. So allow your head to stay on top of your spine so that as you follow the gaze up, you need to find some other ways to organize yourself so that you stay in contact, in alignment with your spine. Notice how you're breathing. See what happens if you do the opposite. So now as your hands go up, let your head go down between the two arms. And as your hands begin to come down, your head begins to go up. At a certain point, your eyes and your nose and your thumbs will meet. And then as the hands go down, your head and eyes go up. And then you continue, hands go up, head and eyes go down. They pass in the middle and salute each other. And then down. Listen to what you're doing with your breath or how your breath continues. Notice, is there any shift of weight over your feet as you move your hands in opposition to your head and eyes? Listen to what's happening in your spine. Is there any point where your spine or lower back begins to round a little bit? And any point in the movement or time when you begin to arch a little bit in your spine? And any movement over your sitting bones. Now slow the movement down just a little bit, and of course you can rest when you need to, but your head is still going in opposition to your hands. And now slowing the movement down and maybe even making it smaller, let your eyes follow your hands while your head is going opposite of your hands. So you're continuing the same movement that we were doing, but now you're adding that your eyes go in opposition, or your eyes go in opposition to your head and move along with your hands. So as the hands go up, the eyes go up, but the head goes down. As the hands come down, the eyes go down, but the head goes up. It's a little moment of concentration. And notice how you're breathing as you attempt or look to organize yourself in this sort of complex movement. And then once again, let the eyes follow the head. So as the head goes up, the eyes go up, the hands go down. As the head goes down, the eyes go down, the hands go up. And a little moment of pause, and then let the hands and the head and the eyes go up, and the hands and the head and the eyes go down. And notice if something has shifted in the quality of the movement, or in the way that you're using yourself in the movement. Come back to the center. Pause for a moment, release the hands. Take a moment and notice the contact of yourself in your chair, the way that you're breathing, what you're focusing on with your eyes, the feeling in your feet. And please bring yourself up to standing and move over to your lying down position. Please come lie on your back. Take a moment and feel on your back the contact that you're now making with the floor. If there's any shift or change in that, in the way that you sense yourself. And once again, you're going to find this transitional moment from lying down like this to bringing your knees up to standing in the process that we did. You can do the right foot and then the left foot and then the right foot. You can do both feet together, but you're going to make it, allow it to be a transitional movement of ease. Now both feet are standing with the knees bent. Find that movement on the inside. Bring your hands over your chest gently, palms kissing. Begin the movement of taking your hands upwards in the direction of your head, and maybe they go a little easier past your head now, or not. Maybe the quality is simply different. Maybe the breath has changed. And simply do this movement a few times to see, are you different in this movement? And then the next time you get with your hands by your chest, drop your right leg down and lengthen it down. And very gently, bring your hands down too. Very gently like this, your left knee is standing, foot on the floor, knee pointed towards the ceiling. Very easily begin to press through your left foot and roll your pelvis just a little bit to the right. Very simple shift of weight. And then peel back on, notice how you replace it. So there's a very easy rolling, shifting of your weight by pressing through the foot into the ground. Your left knee will move a little bit away from your body. That's an odd phrase. It's not really moving away from your body because it's part of your body. Your left knee will lengthen away from you a little bit. And you're rolling, shifting your weight. And feel how that travels through you into your spine, upwards, towards your head. And now the next time you get back to the floor, bring your hands together over your chest. Begin to make this gesture of the hands going upward in the direction of your head and back down. And now as you begin to bring the gesture upwards in the direction of your head, press through your foot and roll yourself a little bit to the right as you continue the gesture upward. And as you begin to bring the gesture back down towards your chest, release the roll, bring your pelvis back down and your back on the floor. And then you press and you find the timing of that press. When does the gesture begin to move upwards? And when does the pelvis begin to come down and the gesture become downwards? So you're really sort of listening to your own timing to feel how the gesture spirals upwards through the contact that you're making with the foot to the floor. And follow the gesture with your head and eyes so that you're very easily finding the sense of gratitude in a quality of ease. The right leg begins to roll a little bit too. The feet are simple. The toes are simple. Reduce the effort in your jaw and your brow. And the next time you get back with your hands over your chest, bring your leg down, bring your arms down, and take a rest. And notice, is there a difference on the right side of yourself compared to the left side of yourself? Where can you perceive that you did this, movement? And now please, in the process, in the transition, bend your right knee so your right foot is standing, bringing it up in that way. Bring your hands together over your chest. Roll your pelvis a little bit to the left a few times, simply so that you understand how you feel in this movement on this side, how it travels through you. And then when you're ready, begin to feel what's the kind of wave of where the hands catch the wave of the pelvis and begin to go upwards in the direction of your head and maybe beyond. You roll yourself a little bit to the left. There's a sort of sequencing of it. So it becomes a continuous gesture that moves from the floor into yourself and upwards. You're turning and following the movement of the hands with your head and your eyes. You return back, allowing yourself to peel back onto the floor, making contact in a sequential way. Allowing this movement to spiral upwards through yourself. Noticing how you breathe. And the next time you come back down to the floor, lower your leg by letting the knee float down, release the hands, take a moment and feel the contact of yourself with the floor. Make contact with your three centers. Your breath. The quality of the contact of yourself with the floor. And then please, in the way that we've been doing, bend your knees in whatever order that you'd like. Roll to a side. Slowly come up to sitting and to standing. Take a moment in standing to feel the contact that you're making with the floor, this orientation in standing. The contact focus with your horizon. Please come sit in your chair, a little bit on the edge, very easily. Begin to find this gesture within yourself and then bring it into an outer gesture. Palms together, kissing. Begin to take your hands upward in the direction of the ceiling and back down in the direction of your chest. And continue feeling this movement. Notice how much of you comes along as you make this gesture. Feel the sense of the shifting of your weight. And now begin to take the gesture to the right. Your knees are going to stay pointing towards the front, which might make the gesture a little smaller. But as you begin to bring your hands upward in the direction of the ceiling, you're going to turn yourself to the right. As you turn yourself to the right, you're pivoting a little bit in the pelvis, and your head and eyes follow the gesture upward. Very simple. You might need to do less. You might not go as high towards the ceiling as you think you should. Maybe you only go as far as the crown of your head. You're really looking for that quality. Noticing, again, if you start pushing your hands too hard, the palms are simply touching. Now continue taking this gesture up, but take your head in the opposite direction. So as the hands go to the right, your head goes to the left. They meet back in the middle. Hands go to the right, the head begins to go to the left. Notice the timing of that. And then as the hands come down, the head comes back and they meet back in resting. Hands go up, head goes to the left, hands to the right. Back to the center. One more time. Hands to the right, head to the left. Pelvis basically in the center. Come back. Pause for a moment. Feel any sensations happening in the sternum, clavicles, shoulder blades. Bring your hands together once again. And now take every head, eyes, gesture to the right. Very simply. Come back. Pause for a moment. Find the seed, let it start and come outward, palms together in the center. Take your gesture to the left, knees staying basically pointed towards the front. Head and eyes following the movement of the hands. There's a little bit of a twist, yeah, a little bit of a twist happening. A spiral through the ribs and the spine. Soften the jaw, soften the tongue. Now begin to find as the hands go to the left, the head goes to the right, head and eyes to the right. You begin to find the transitional moments when you begin to change direction, how you can find the meeting of the head and eyes back with the hands back with the head and eyes. See where you can reduce the effort. And then the next time you get back home, take everybody together. Nice and easy. Come back to the center. Let your hands come down. Pause for a moment. Breathe. Listen to the beating of your heart. The contact with your sitting bones. The softness in your jaw. Please bring yourself to standing. Take a moment in standing to notice yourself again in this orientation. your sense of being grounded through the feet, spiraling upwards to the crown of your head. Please come lie on your back one more time. Take a moment again and see how the floor is recognizing you. Roll your head a little bit of right and left. Notice, are you different in this movement than you were at the very beginning? Find this moment of lying like this to bringing your knees up to standing. Feel the impulse, feed the seed, allow the gesture to become manifest a few times, simply along the center line of yourself. Bring your hands upward in the direction of your head. Maybe they go past a little easier and come downwards towards your chest. Notice if there's a different tempo or rhythm, quality, sensation. Take your right leg and open it out so that the knee gently drops down and you extend the leg very gently. Now pressing through the left foot, find that sequencing spiral that begins to roll you to the right as you follow your hands with your head and eyes to the right. Come back to the center. As you come back to the center, you're going to begin to draw the right knee up. Let the left leg draw down. Press through the right leg and roll yourself to the left, following the gesture of the hands with the head and eyes. As you begin to peel yourself back towards the center onto the floor, your right knee will begin to drop down towards the floor as your left knee begins to draw up, as the right leg extends, as the left knee comes to standing. You push gently through the floor, spiral up, following the gesture, rolling to the right side, taking the gesture upwards in the direction of your head and past. As you come down, the left knee begins to open, the right knee begins to draw up, the right leg presses, and you roll to the left. So now you're alternating sides, and in the middle, you're shifting the legs, so you're coordinating this activity. You're beginning to organize yourself, to coordinate yourself using all of yourself, finding the timing of how the legs begin to come up. How one leg comes up, one leg comes down, one leg pushes to allow you to roll, the gesture continues, so it's a continuous stream of movement that you follow through yourself. And the next time you come onto your back, bring both legs down and pause for a moment. Please bend your knees, bring them to standing, roll to your side. On your side, just for a moment, can you turn yourself to come onto your knees and simply bow your head down with your arms long so that you're in a yoga child's pose? Feel the length of your back, your tailbone, the length of your spine coming upwards towards your head. Please bring yourself up. Stand your toes as if for running. Push yourself back into a squat. Weight comes into the feet. Roll yourself up. Take a moment and feel yourself in standing, contact of yourself in your feet. the focus on your horizon, the flow of weight down and the spiraling up, the sense of your three centers. Please come sit on your chair one more time. On your chair at the edge, sensing your sitting bones, soles of your feet, the weight of yourself. Find the process of bringing your hands together in front of your chest, in front of your heart. Very gently begin to take the hands upward in the direction of the ceiling and back down towards you. Following the movement with your head and eyes. Now, you're going to take your left knee and you're going to turn your left knee inward in the direction of your right knee, and the foot, the toes will kind of, the top of the foot will contact the floor, so you're not standing the toes, you're just sort of turning the leg, and the knee is coming in towards the right knee and down towards the floor. As you do that, you're going to pivot on your right hip joint as you begin the gesture, turning yourself to the right, allowing the arms, the hands to go upwards and towards the heavens. As your head and eyes follow, your knee is down in the direction of the floor, your foot turned and towards the left. And then as you come back, you're going to stand the left foot and then turn yourself to the left. The right knee comes down. The top of the foot is in contact with the floor so that your foot is sort of extended there, and then come back to the center. Reset the foot. You're facing center. You begin to turn yourself. The hands go up. The head and eyes follow. You come back to the center. The leg comes up. Then the right leg comes down. You pivot on your left sitting bone. You go up towards the heavens. You come back down as the leg begins to stand. You come back to the center. You begin to pivot to the right with the left knee going down. The hands come down. You begin to come to the center, pivoting to the left with the right knee coming to the center. So you're shifting your weight, rotating on one sitting bone and then the other sitting bone, coordinating the movement of the knees so that there's sort of, it's sort of like almost kneeling. Like if you were to come all the way off the chair, your left knee would be touching the floor and your right knee would be, your right foot would be standing and then the opposite. So you're just very gently using the chair so that you're not coming onto your knees, but finding the sort of sense of kneeling. As you shift the gesture, as you go back and forth very gently, allowing your head and eyes to follow the movement. And now see, can you let the head and eyes go opposite of the turning without causing any sort of gymnastics or strain, keeping it very simple and a beautiful quality of ease. Using your sense of wholeness. Maybe you do less, maybe it becomes smaller. Noticing how you breathe, head going opposite of the hands, opposite of the pelvis. And then take everybody together. Head, eyes, pelvis, hands, keeping the hands soft. And the next time you come back to the center, stay in the center. Take a moment and breathe. One more time in sitting, put the palms of your hand together, letting it be that process. Begin to take your gesture upwards towards the heaven as you follow it with your head and eyes. begin to bring your hands down. This time, as your hands go down, allow them to turn so the fingers go towards the floor, and your hands gently pull the you so that you sort of round over and your head hangs down, so the crown of your head is in the direction of the floor. Your arms and your head are in between the two legs. And then you're going to shift back on your sitting bone and begin to take the gesture back up towards the ceiling and then back down, following it with your head and eyes. The fingers then turn down. You go in the direction of the floor, hanging over yourself, hanging over your thighs, and then feel that moment where you begin to round or set yourself back up and back up towards the heavens. Breathing, following it. This next time, as you go down, when you get all the way down, you're simply going to lift your pelvis with your head hanging down and then let your pelvis drop down, back down to the chair. Hands come back together. Go upwards towards the heavens. Come back down towards the heart. Fingers turn down towards the will center. Pulling you gently towards the floor. The head is hanging between the two knees. The arms are hanging. Lift the pelvis up high off the chair. Bring your pelvis back down. As you bring your pelvis back down, you begin to spiral upwards towards the ceiling, towards the heavens. Coming back down. Pause there. Let it go. See if you can bring yourself gently up to standing. In standing, take a moment to now feel yourself. Where in yourself do you sense that you were doing this movement? How is the floor meeting you now? And how are you meeting the floor? How are you living into yourself in this moment? Is there a different sense of the focus on your horizon? In the breath, your breath. And now, one more time, see, can you feel that seed? Can you plant that seed of this gesture of gratitude or prayer? And feel it gestating inside of you. Are you more fertile in there, or is there more space in there, or more sensitivity, or something else? A mystery. And then allow the seed to grow, to come into full growth, into the gesture, hands together in front of the ideal center. Take the gesture up and feel, is there a difference in the way that you are using yourself in this movement of gratitude?
You've been listening to Connie Rotunda from New York as she guides you through a Chekhov and Feldenkrais-inspired practice. A Glimpse of a Beautiful World was edited by Gary Grundy, with music composed and performed by Gary and me, Jessica Cerullo. This podcast was produced by MISHA, the Michael Chekhov Association, attending to Michael Chekhov's legacy since 1999. MichaelChekhov.org.